Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogue's JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogue's JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Last week, I began to teach about the parable from the book of Matthew, and I said to you that I am not going to do justice to this book. Today, we are going to go deeper into Matthew chapter 13, from verse 47 to 50. It's a very short parable, but yes, deep. Remember, we are preparing you for his coming. Look at it and say, but we are being prepared for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, during the time of Noah, people did not think that Noah was serious. Huh? Imagine. They did not think that Noah was serious when he said, people must come into the ark, eh? Why? Because they continued with their life as if nothing is happening. The Bible tells us, as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be in his coming. People will continue, they will think, there's nothing wrong. We are still continuing chasing the things that we want to chase in the world. Suddenly, he will come. Every man of God, every prophet, we have all been saying the same thing, that we are much closer than ever before. I believe this is the generation that is going to see his coming. So you don't like it. Now you don't like this message that he's coming because you want to do certain things and finish. Look at them, it's because we're not in Tonyana Tingatanyana. Misivitinyana, a few things that you still need to cover. I cannot be talking about that soon. It's not me, it's coming. So we need to preach this gospel. So here, It's a parable of a dragnet. Say a dragnet. Say what? Dragnet. Can you read from verse 47?
Matthew chapter 13, verse 47.
Uh-huh.
Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake.
Okay.
And
you see, that one is not correct translation.
Oh.
A dragnet is not a net. It's a dragnet. Huh? Because you see, things are lost in translations. Important messages are lost. Sometimes it irritates me when I hear certain translations. It irritates me because I know it's not the message of Christ.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea.
Yes, a dragnet. See, a dragnet is also not... It's also not cast, it's dragged. Oh my goodness. A net you cast, you put it in there, you leave it. That's the casting, isn't it? But a dragnet, let me explain how a dragnet works. Are you here? It usually would have two poles. One end of the pole, the one end is the pole and another is another pole. Are you with me? So, two people are needed to do this. One way to do it is this. One person stands on the seashore, okay? The river bank or whatever, okay? Is that correct? One person, Oemamu, stands there with one pole. Are you here? Are you here? The other one walks straight into the water. So, I'm wrong. It doesn't stand on the seashore. It walks into the river about knee deep. Okay? About knee deep. The first one goes there about knee deep and it stands in the river, knee deep. Okay? Are you here? And then the second one moves from this one deep into the river until the net is almost stretched. Or at least it's up to here. Chest deep. Say chest deep. So when he's there, he begins to move. So if one is here, come, stand here. So you are there. So I'm carrying a net. I move deep. Okay? I move from this and I'm carrying the other pole of the net. You see that? Do you see that? Are you with me? And when I'm here, okay, then I move this way. And when I move this way, I'm dragging fish. I move this way until I'm back almost about some here. I've dragged fish in this thing. That's why it's called a drag net. How many times have you read this drag net thing and you thought, net? Huh? So it carries a different meaning altogether. When you understand, you may be seated, when you understand what is a drag net. Is it making sense now?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So a drag net, by nature, it catches all sorts of things. Now, I want to show you a translation error, not an error, something that is lost in translation in this most of these English translations. Read there. Continue reading.
And gathered some of every kind.
Uh-huh.
Verse 48.
Now, some of every kind.
Verse 48.
Uh-huh.
Which, when it was full, they drew to shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels.
Uh-huh.
But threw the bad away.
Uh-huh. Which translation is that one you are reading now? Which translation? Because I want to clap hands for that translation. Because most of the translation will say fish. Let me see your hand if your translation say fish. If there's a fish somewhere in your translation. Let me see. Please don't be embarrassed. Is yours saying fish? There's no fish. If yours say fish, it's not a correct translation. The correct translation is this one that says things. Let me, the Greek translation, I think it speaks about, I'll tell you just now, the word that is translated things. There's no fish there. Say never, there's no fish there. There's no what? I cannot hear you. There's no what? The Greek translation would be this word, pragmate, is what they are translating fish, but there's no fish there. It's because when you use a dragnet, you are catching fish, of course. But there's nowhere where it says fish in the original story that Jesus Christ told them. Because he's illustrating there that you're not only going to catch fish in this thing, you're going to catch many other things. Okay. Are you here?
Yes.
And I went and checked in a dragnet. What are the things that you can actually catch when you use a dragnet? And it was amazing. Say anybody, it was amazing. You see, it's very important to understand why Jesus Christ uses certain symbolism. And you must understand what it would have meant at the time when it was used. Not just in our time that we don't know what is a dragnet. Are you here? Are you here? So in a dragnet, you catch many things, including the things that you're not looking for. Are you here? I'm sure you are aware about things that are things like or something called dragnet policing. You know, police can also set up what they call dragnets. So dragnets in police means this, or in policing. Are you here? It means that, I mean, when you see police everywhere in your area, every corner, everywhere, it's a dragnet. So what they are trying to do, they know that there is a thug somewhere in that area. They know there's a criminal they are looking for. Okay? Say, am I right? That is your area, sir. God bless you. Amen? They know that there is a what? There's a thug. So they set up a net, white. So it means we are going to sweep this place. Now, when they do that, they're stopping and searching everyone, isn't it? And then they will find a drunkard. They say, you are breaking the law. They arrest him. But they are not looking for the drunkard. Okay. They find someone driving without a license. They say, are you? Although we are not looking for you, but we will take you in. They won't leave you because they are not looking for you. You are breaking the law. They catch you also. So it's a dragnet. So a dragnet is going to catch many other things you are not looking for. Is what I'm teaching you making sense right now? So in a dragnet, so when we pull this thing, we are going to catch many other things. The fish that we are looking for. Hallelujah. What are you going to catch? Fish we are looking for. Amen. Let's see what we can catch in this dragnet. You can catch what they call flounders, mullets, what is called the kahawais and the snappers. But what catches me, what catches my, all these are good fish. They're good fish and they are nice. They are high in protein. They are high in omega-3 and omega-6. They are good for your brain function. Say never, good for what? Your brain function. Amen. Good for overall. This is good. This is good fish you are looking for. Amen. So we are looking for good fish. Say never, we are looking for good fish. So when we evangelize, so a dragnet represents evangelism. So when we evangelize, depending on how aggressive you are, you are going to be catching a lot of things. Some of them are going to look like Christians and they are not even fish. We will come to that just now. Amen. So in here, not in here, maybe somewhere else, okay? There's fish and then there is other things. In every church, this anything that is caught in the dragnet is what is in the church today. It's not what is in the world. What is in the world is what is left in the river. What is caught in the net is what is in the church. You can say, anybody, you can imagine what this thing is going to catch in the river. Am I making sense to someone here? Are you following this teaching? So what catches my attention amongst all of them is what we call bait fish. Say bait fish. So amongst them, there's something called bait fish. Say, neighbor, I like this bait fish. Now, what is a bait fish? Bait fish is a fish that is used to catch other fish. So it will be put back wherever, on a hook or anything, and it's thrown back, and then so that the other kind of fish that you are looking for might try to eat it, and you catch them. Okay. Some of you don't hear what the Spirit is saying yet. It means amongst us, there are people God will make sure that they shine so much that they attract people that are in the world to Jesus. You don't hear what I'm saying. You don't hear what I'm saying. God will make sure that you, these people, are a good attraction for the world to come into the, to pay attention and follow them to church. You don't hear what I'm saying. Some of you, I pray that you are a bait fish. Oh, no. You don't understand what I'm saying. I say, you know, amongst us, there are those that God will polish and will put on display to be an embodiment of his blessing. So they can attract. People say, I like that. I like this one. The problem is that a lot of bait fishes, they don't want to recognize themselves. They don't want the world to know that they are Christians. You know, when God blesses people, they begin to undermine Christianity. They don't want to associate anymore with Christians. They want to be where the wealthy are. Because the wealthy are not in church today, by the way. Do you know that? They are skitting somewhere. They are on the river, whatever. They are with their speedboats and say neighbor, that's where the wealthy are. Say neighbor. Tell your neighbor. Say neighbor. Please, let's be honest. The wealthy, today, as we speak, they are not in church. Where are they? Val River. Where are they? They are where? So never, let's be honest. Actually, get abazalwani. Let's be honest. Where are the wealthy? They are not in church today. Why? Because some of those people you are seeing, they were supposed to be bait fishes. The moment they got rich, they began to undermine Christianity. They changed their associations. Just as many of you, when you get rich, you leave townships. Say, neighbor, when we get rich, we just leave townships. Because we feel that township now is... Huh? The same thing we feel about churches. Huh? Am I right? Am I right? Or not you? Let's wait until you get money. So never, let's not speak prematurely. Let's just wait until you become wealthy and let's see what is going to be exposed of you. You know, some of us, we cry to God and say, Lord, when you give me money, oh, Jesus, I'm going to do this for your house. I'm going to do this. Modimu looks at the heart and says, you are lying. I know you better than you know yourself. You get it, you're gone. I know. I can see your future. You're gone, so I'm not giving you. Doesn't matter how much you cry. Am I talking to somebody, eh? Yes. Wipe up your tears and stand up and go away. There's nothing you're saying here. Amen? Some of us, God wants you to be a bait. To be so attractive that the world would want what you have. Oh, your amen is not strong. Amen. Who wants to be a bait fish here? Or not everyone? Not everyone. There are people God wants to bless so much that he wants to put on display. Hello? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There are some people you cannot ignore. You cannot look the other way. Because God makes them shine so that they can. Those are the bait fish that we catch. Amen. Amen. To shine for the kingdom so they may be attractive for the other fish to come in. You know, there are people who can only be attracted by what they like, that they see in others. Hello. Some people just want to be associating with certain things. And God will make you to be a representative of that thing if you will walk in his ways. Amongst us, there are bait fishes. Or somebody's not hearing this. I say amongst us that those who are supposed to be bait fishes. I pray that from today, you will be unveiled as that bait fish to the world. People will come to you. You see, the bait people come to it. See, when we evangelize, we go to people. But the bait, people come to it and say, tell me about, who are you? I like you. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you sisters, God will make you look so beautiful that all those men will follow you into the kingdom of God. Your amen is not strong. Your amen is not strong. Maybe I must talk to somebody this side. They don't like what I'm saying that side. I'm saying some of you, God will make you so beautiful that men, without thinking, they'll just follow you. Yeah. To the church. Are there young people here? Yeah. Are there young people here? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must find some men in the church and ask them, why are you? And say, I don't know why I'm here. Are you here? Can we have some bait fishes in the house? Can we have some bait fishes in the house? Hallelujah. We must have enough bait fishes. We must have enough. Amen. The world must just follow because they like what they see. Amen. Hallelujah. So amongst all these fishes, what caught my eyes is the bait fish. And when I understood what it does, and I said, wow, I want to be that bait fish amongst those that are at my level. And they say, in my profession, say, we want this thing. You know, Christianity is associated with all other things except this one. Amen. Not very much or many good stories. There are bad stories one after another coming out of churches. Amen? There's a lot of damage that the enemy is doing. I believe that God wants to promote his gospel through your lives. Amen. Amen. That he will make you a gentleman like no other. A woman like no other, a wife like no other, a husband like no other, a daughter like no other, a son like no other, a child like no other, a professional like no other, a businessman like no other. Am I talking to somebody here? May you stand out and stand up to be that fish that everybody just want to feed on it. Hallelujah. Amen. Around you, there must just be people who just want to follow. Say, neighbor, you've been following people for too long. People must now turn around and follow you. Amen. Amen. May God make you that center of attraction. Hallelujah. Why would people want to be around you? You must carry something special. Amen. There's no one who wants to be around a person who has nothing. Just that kimzalani, tlokano kimzalani. No. No. May God give you something special. I say, may God give you something special that will attract people to you from all kinds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? Look at your neighbor. Such a beautiful bait fish. Look at the other neighbor. Say, what a beautiful bait fish we have right here. Say, I prophesy. I see many people following you. I wonder why. Yeah. Yeah. If you have become lonely in your life, may you receive the grace of a bait fish. If you have been chasing relationships and what, may you have the grace of a bait fish. Amen. What else can be caught which is not fish? Now we are talking about what is not fish. Because it's things. Read verse 48.
Which, when it was full, they drew to shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into the vessels, but threw the bad away.
So they began to remove the bad, not fish. So some of your books are saying the bad fish and the good fish. Okay? No, the bad. Because it's not the bad fish that is being thrown away is the bad. Because they are terrible. There's fish that you maybe don't want, like maybe catfish. That some people don't eat catfish. They don't like it because it has got what? Whiskers. Say, I don't like this thing. Amen. But there are other things that are not necessarily bad fish, that are not necessarily fish, that are soup. What is the right word? Swept. Is that the right soap? What's the right word? Swept. Is that swept? Is that right? Swept. That are swept in this net. What are these things? Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Shellfish. Say shellfish. Now, shellfish is not fish. Anyway, it's not fish. I know you eat it as seafood, but it's not fish. It's not what? It's not fish. And I began to wonder why in the book of Leviticus, the Leviticus chapter, let me just find the chapter for you. Chapter 11, from verse 9 to 12, where God was speaking to the children of Israel about what to eat and what not to eat. And he became very specific with things like fish. Are you there?
Yes.
All scripture come together and is talking to each other. The Old Testament is talking to the New. They don't contradict. The message is the same. That's why we can preach from old to new and from new to old. Because it's the continuation of the same story. If you're teaching something that cannot be backed by anything anyway, old, new, then there must be something wrong with the teaching. Amen? So look at the book of Leviticus. Are you still here? Can you read? Let's hear what God says about the fish. The things to eat and not to eat. Okay?
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 9.
Uh-huh.
These you may eat.
These you may eat. Uh-huh.
Of all that are in the water. Whatever in the water that has fins and scales. Whether in the seas or in the rivers. That you may eat.
Uh-huh. The ones which have got what? What? Snake. Eh? Scales and what? And fins. That's fish, isn't it? That you may eat. Continue reading.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
But all in the seas or in the rivers that do not have fins and scales, all that move in the water or any living thing.
Say you. All that is in the water, which is not fish, which is going to be caught in the dragnet. Hello. It's going to be caught in this thing. And it says all the other things that are not, don't have scales and don't have fish, don't eat. So there are a lot of things that, according to the Bible, in the Old Testament, let's put aside the new for now, okay? As far as this issue is concerned about food, that we're not supposed to be eating. Other than fish. I know we like seafood. Say, but I know we like seafood. It's very nice. We know our muscles. We love our mussels. We love our prawns. Say, but we love our prawns. We love our shrimps. Ooh, shrimps. What else do we love? Calamaris. By the way, calamaris are made from squid, I think. Squid. There's the octopuses. Ooh, say never, ooh. So those things, from that, they go cut and make calamari, isn't it? Hallelujah. Are you in the house?
Yes.
Are you following the teaching? So all those things are going to be caught in what? In the dreadnet. But the Bible says, don't eat them. Don't eat them. But it's fine because we know in the Old Testament, nothing is to be refused. Anything can be accepted with prayer and thanksgiving. Then you eat. That's the New Testament. Anyway, we thank God for the New Testament. Clap hands for Jesus. Say, neighbor, you can eat your prawn and thank Jesus and just demolish it. Your squid, you can just do harm. Amen? And your calamaries. Say, neighbor, you are lucky you're not in the Old Testament. Amen? Is it clear what I'm telling you right now? But the message is still the same in that they were unclean. So there's no unclean thing that's going to enter the kingdom of God. So they still represent uncleanness even if you are eating them under the grace. So in this parable, they still represent what they represented. That doesn't change. What are these shellfish and the group? These are what we call sea mobbers. What they do is this. They mob the sea, or they're called sea scavengers. They mob in the sea of all the dead. All the dead animals in the sea, your shellfish is going to eat. Your prawns are going to eat. All the waste, all the plastics, they are going to eat. All the waste that come from other fishes, even poo, they are going to eat. Sorry, I know you like your prawns very much. I want to apologize right away. They are eating all these things. They are sea, they are scavengers. That's why they are so nice. Anyway, that's why they're so nice. Hello? Are we here? Am I talking to somebody here? Do you love Jesus Christ? So, can I continue to teach you? Are you following? So, now these type of fish or whatever you call them that are called, you know, in this group of crabs, crabs, we'll come to crabs, they're also coming in. They're also caught up, by the way. But these prawns and all these things, what they do is that they scavenge the sea floors. They are cleaning the sea from all the dead. Oh, we thank God for this, but it's a pity we are eating them. But they're doing a good job down there. Yeah. But here's the thing, what does this represent in the kingdom of God? These are the ones that will be thrown back into the sea because that's not what we are looking for. Amen? And when I was praying about this and interceding, I said, what is the meaning of scavengers in the body of Christ? And this is what I get, that there are people who are scavenging on other people's lives. What do? They are looking for the dead. They are looking for the waste. They are looking for the faults in other people's lives. They are scavengers. They are looking for mistakes. You see, your mistake, heaven considers as a waste. It's no longer part of you. It's gone. Am I talking to somebody? It's only the enemy who holds it as a record against you. Can I talk to somebody here? In the kingdom of heaven, it is a waste. It's discarded from you. But only the enemy wants to hold on to that record of failure. Scavengers, they are the ones that want to highlight your failures. They want to tell everybody how you have fumbled in life. They never carry good news about you. They only carry bad news. And those are amongst us. They are Christians caught in a dragnet. They are just sea scavengers. Is scavenging on waste and what comes out of other people. They've moved on with life. They don't even remember some of the things you are talking about. But to you, you're holding on to you because they feed you. For you, they are a nutrition. So there are some people who can survive without talking about other people because to them, it's like nutrition. Their lives are sustained by gossip. Oh, yes. It's a form of sustenance for them. It's nutrition. It's vitamins. It's food. When people say, why are you talking about this? Why are you mentioning this? Don't. To them, you say, this is how I survive. There are those amongst us who survive and praise on the mistakes of others. And they will highlight them and they will carry them everywhere and publish them because they are scavengers. They are the bad things dragged in the net. I'm encouraging you, if you have ever been hurt in the church, if you have ever told somebody your failures and they've gone on to tell others, they were nothing but scavengers. Don't be hurt by them. That's their nature. Never trust a scavenger. Never give the pearls or the good things to a scavenger. He doesn't like them. You can tell them 150 good things and only tell them one thing. They will carry that one thing and tell the whole world. That's how they live. That's how they survive. And they are amongst us, scavengers. That's what they are. But Jesus is coming. They will be taken out of the dragnet, out of the church, out of our midst, and they will be thrown into the sea. Lake of fire. Judgment. There are many discouraged amongst us because of the scavengers. There are many who don't want church anymore because of scavengers. There are many people who are staying home, and some of them will be listening to this message, discouraged because of scavengers. They don't want church anymore. They don't want gatherings anymore because they don't know who's going to hurt them. And in fact, some of us come, we are so overprotective, we don't want anybody anymore next to us. We are afraid because we have had an experience with scavengers. Nothing good that's going to come out of you that they will be excited about until they hear something bad. Then it starts moving. They just got their vitamin and their energy booster. Hello. Are you here? Say scavengers. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. I pray that the Lord will protect you against scavengers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, crabs, lobsters, shrimps, sea turtles, they will all be caught up in this. Hallelujah. They'll all do what? What else will be caught up? Reptiles. You can catch crocodiles, you can catch all sorts of things, you can catch anything in there. Because this is what? This is a dragnet. Is anybody going to drag everything? Yes. Turtles, say turtles. And all these animals speak of something in their lives. Let me talk about a turtle. A turtle carries this protective thing over it. And very much like your other, like your crocodiles and all that, they symbolically they are the same in that they have this protective thing. Amen. Their scales are thick and nothing can infect. If you read the book of Job, chapter 41, it speaks about Leviathan. It's chapter 40, isn't it? It's 41, chapter 41. It speaks about who? Leviathan. And it describes Leviathan like this. Let's go check it, check that book of Job. Can you read from 12?
Job chapter 41, verse 12.
Yeah?
I will not keep silence concerning his limbs, nor his mighty strength,
yes,
nor his goodly frame. Verse 13.
Uh-huh.
Who can strip off the crocodile's outer garment?
Yes.
Who can penetrate his double coat of mail?
Who can penetrate this thing called Leviathan's outer garment? Almost like your turtle and your crocodiles. And you see, they all have got this thick cover. Are you here? So God is speaking about this with some appreciation of the nature of this thing. Not that it's good, but it's just showing you perhaps the beauty of his own creation. Not necessarily that he likes the character, but it's just showing you how beautiful this animal is to survive. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Against all sorts of forces, what can penetrate this cold? Now, listen to me. When you look at the crocodile, when you look at the tortoise or a turtle, this kind of animals, they've got this thick thing. Are you here? And they walk very slow. Hallelujah. So amongst us, there are people who don't grow. They're just not growing. And the reason why they're not growing is that they've got these things that is impenetrable. In other words, the word of God cannot reach them. They are in the church, but they are the same. You know, you talk to them, they don't even care, by the way. The way they talk to you, they don't even care. They can tell you their minds. They don't even have a feeling, nothing for you. Not even once. They can tell you where to get off. They can tell you anything that is on their mind because they don't have any consideration for the next person. They have been saved for a long time, but they are still babies crawling, and they're okay with it. They don't mind their words. The people don't mind their words. They don't even have a good selection of words. They never even take account of what they've said. They just move on like nothing has happened. Nothing has happened at all. They are amongst us. They will hurt you. And you stand there and say, really? This person, I thought Kimzalan Wahale. It's a tortoise, Mzalan. It's a tortoise. So anyway, it's a tortoise, Mzalan. Moving slow in the things of God. Slow. Why? Because it's carrying this protective thing. Every time the word of God goes out like a sword that separates, yeah, now goo on this hard thing. We are busy preaching here. The word of God is reflected from their hard cover. That's why they don't change. They are caught up in the dragnet. They are turtles, you. Say neighbor, kidi Leviathani, you. So is crocodile, so is everything. They are all thick skin. What else is caught here? I just want to rush through this because now I'm going to preach until tomorrow morning. I'll leave what is there. I'll just talk to you. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Say, neighbor.
Abba
Leviathan, you. The word of God does not change them. They come in the church with coats, hard coats, and say, preach it. These are the ones that say, preach it.
Preach it, Pastor.
And you get out of this door, and we're talking about love and all that, and you know, the love that does not keep records of faults, and you go out and say to, yeah, but last week you did the same thing. But it's just been to a sermon of love. Why? Cold. That's why they're at the same place all the time. Say never, I pray you're not a tortoise in the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. All these things are caught up in a dragnet. Sure. Say sure. What are the things that are also caught up there? Invertebrates, things without spine. Things don't have spine. Yeah. There are a lot of Christians without spine. Today they promise you, they say, okay, yes. I support you, I'm with you. Tomorrow they're supporting somebody else. I support you. I thought you were with me. No backbone. Say no backbone. They can go this way. They can go this way. Say never. There are many. You can't trust. You can't rely on them. No backbone. This group is talking bad about the pastor. Is with them. Hey, you know, hey, this group is talking good about the pastor. What a wonderful pastor we have. Hey, you know, hey, what a wonderful man of God we have. Same person, say never, same person. Caught up in the dragnet. Can't rely on them. Are those ones who are going to be thrown out? Don't worry, say never, don't worry, they're going to be thrown out. Amen. They are the ones that causes divisions in the church. They cause divisions. They cause groups. They like groups. Because Abana spy in Akira. They can belong to any group. They don't mind. They don't mind. They can belong to any group. They are not principled. They can be with the group that is cursing and be with the group that is blessing. They don't mind. They are spineless and they are lawless. They are wicked. I pray that they are not in this church right now. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. If you happen to meet a spineless person in the church, just thank God you have discovered one. Because they are there. There are many who never discover them. Imagine marrying a spineless person. You are in trouble. Say never, a wife that is like this today, tomorrow. You'll have to be supporting all the time. Are you in the house? And by the way, there are people who marry these spineless people. Say never, imagine marrying. Living with a spineless person. You thought he is a Christian you found in church. No guarantees, huh? We say you must marry in the church. Yes, you must marry in the church. But not everything or anything. Amen? There are certain things that are not supposed to be here. But they were caught up in a dragnet. Frogs. Frogs are also caught up. Say never, frogs. You know, when you sweep, you catch frogs. And frogs, if you look at the story of the Israelites in Egypt, when God sent a plague of frogs. Amen? Why did God do that? Why did God send a plague of frogs? In Exodus chapter 8, you can read it at home. Why did God send plagues? Let me tell you why. Almost every plague that happened there had a meaning. Okay? But let's talk about frogs. Frogs represented a spirit, or if you like, a marine spirit. Are you here? It demonstrated their affiliation and their attraction and their connection to a god of the waters. Are you here? A frog, it's an amphibian, is that right? You know what's an amphibian? It lives on land and also in water. There are some people who are like that. Okay, let's stick to Pharaoh. Pharaoh and the Egyptians worshipped the river spirit so much that they became one. So when God sent the frog, was showing them, because those frogs were everywhere in their lives. It could be in your pocket. You come out with a frog. You go, you open the oven, you open the fridge. Okay, there were no fridge, refrigerators, of course. They were everywhere. He was showing them that these spirits have occupied your lives. That's how much you love them. And there are people in the church that live like that. Their one foot is in the church, the other one is in the world. They still chase after these marine spirits. They still go to sangomas. They still carry things like those. Those are marine spirits in operation. Frog spirit. And these spirits, you see even in the book of Revelation, chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. Hallelujah. Let's just find that. Do you love Jesus Christ? Do you love Jesus? Revelation 16, verse 13. 16, verse 13. Can you read that? Revelation 16, verse 13.
He performs great signs, startling miracles, even making fire fall from the sky to the earth in men's sight.
Is it verse 13? Is it verse 13? Let's check. And I saw three unclean spirits. Is it 21? And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. You see that? And I saw what? Which verse is that?
13.
Yes. So she wasn't reading 13.
I was reading 16, 13. Chapter
13. No. Revelation 16, verse 13. Is that what you are reading now?
I was reading chapter 13. Now I'm on chapter 16.
Okay, read 16. Let's hear.
Okay. And I saw three loathsome spirits like frogs leaping from the mouth of the dragon and from the mouth of the beast.
All right. You see, so these spirits like frogs. Okay? So frogs represent spirits, marine spirits that inhabit man, because a frog can live also on land. So there are people who are double standard. Double standard. I don't even understand how they do it. Say never. It's a miracle to me. Amen. how they can still be connected to the things of the world like that and believe in sangomas, in rituals, in ancestrals, in everything, but yet they are in the church and there are many of them. I hope there's none in here, by the way, who live like frogs. Frog is also associated with dead, filth. Amen.
Amen.
So, in our midst, we have people who are caught up. That's why when they behave in certain way, we should not even be surprised. Hey, okay, he has just become what he is. And that he has always been. No, amen, it's fine. We hear that somebody has gone on and is doing all these things, we just know that this person had issues. Was just there amongst us, but the truth is that he was just caught in this dragnet. Their music. These other things are attracted by other things. Amen. The church. I like the church. It's so beautiful. I like it. When Jesus Christ comes, takes out and throws away. This one. That's why they live double lives. A frog also means double life. In the water, on the land. I like both lives. Hallelujah. When you're a child of God, you must decide to which way you want to go and just follow it. These are the days when we must stop playing and be serious with what we believe. There's no more time to play. Hallelujah. There's no more time to play church. These days, if I'll choose whether the world or church is fine, but I must choose one. Now I'm going to preach these messages to you. I really don't care. Even if this church becomes empty, I'm the only one, I'll still preach these messages. I'll preach these messages. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to be asked what I was feeding the people. I don't want to be saying, Jesus, let me think, Jesus. No. Then they'll play my recording. Okay, let's remind you. And they'll play my message. Hallelujah. Amen. And then they will show the tortoises that are just celebrating in the service. Tortoises. They like my message. They're not covering. They're not hiding. The tortoises are out. So you see your video, the things you're liking, the things you're telling people, look how excited they are. That's why they remain unchanged by your messages. Are you here?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is coming.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is coming.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is coming.
Amen.
What is not fish in the dragnet is going to be thrown out. To the true children of God, be strong. Know you're living amongst things. I say, know you are living amongst things. You know, it's very painful to hear somebody, and it's so common. I was already losing hope about churches. It's so common. There are places where it's 90% crocodiles. And 10% fish. Oh, Jesus. I don't know what's the percentage in this house, by the way. I don't know. I don't know where we stand. I don't know. Only God knows where we stand. Amen? Only God knows what the percentage is like. I don't know. Maybe you know. I don't know. But in every place, there are those things. In other places, they rule. They have been given power. Imagine Leviathan on the pulpit. You are in trouble. It's going to destroy. Tear. No love, no care, nothing. It's going to devour. May God bless you. I'm done preaching. God bless you. I pray that our lives will be changed and transformed to be something that represents what people want to see in their own lives. And they will say, I want my family to be like that. I want my child to be like that. I want to be like that. I want to want my children to grow up like that. I want something, something that they will look at and say, I like that. Are you here? I like that. And come to you and ask you, how do you do it? I'm talking to the right people here. Every time we go to people and ask them, how do you do it? And they are not even born again. May that change in our lives, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. That people will come to you because God is making you this bait fish. Making your life to shine so much that the world will come flocking to you. And begin to ask, how do you do this? If I can have that, if I can be like that, if I can be like that. The enemy has succeeded in one way to give us an image that is not from God by the things he's doing in our lives. That he wants people to see. And not what God wants people to see, but what the devil wants people to see. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here. There are many people who walk with the image. They are born again, but the image that they carry is not what they should be carrying. Are you hearing me? I want to pray today for a new image upon your life. You'll remember the other week I said, I saw old skin that is coming off, a new skin coming. This is part of what I believe is the message of today, that God wants you to shine and to shine. This is not from God. Some of us, what is happening in our lives is the result of what we have been going through, which is not from God. The sufferings and everything is like it defines us. How much about the first thing that comes to their mind is your suffering. It's not bad to suffer as a Christian, but it must never replace. It must never be seen. You see, the world will always know that you are suffering because of what is happening to you, not because there's something wrong with you. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? My prayer is that what God desires of us must now be known and manifest. The way God wants to see us, the way God wants us, the world to know us, may it be so. Anything that is not of God in our lives must be taken off in the name of Jesus. I pray that people will begin to like you. I pray that people will begin to want to be with you. I say, I pray that people want to be where you are. I pray that people want to associate with you because of what you have become in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God make you so resourceful that you will be irresistible. Can I say that again? May God make you so resourceful that you will be irresistible. Hallelujah. May God make you abound in every way possible. May you overflow in every area of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I pray right now and declare and decree this over your children. Father, I pray that your will and desire concerning their lives come to pass, I pray. I pray that you have designed them to be certain people, appear in a certain way in the world. I pray that, Lord, this will happen without delay anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray what has been delayed for this to happen must be removed out of the way and let your children begin to shine for you, to shine for the kingdom. In material things, I pray. In talents, in education, in every area, I pray that they will ascend the seven mountains and begin to shine. Making them examples in the mountain, on the mountain of education. Make it an example in the mountain of economics. Make them examples in the mountain of social and media. Make them examples in entertainment and music. Make them examples in every area and aspect of life where they are. I pray that they are moving from the back and they are coming to the front in the name of Jesus. I pray that they are being revealed and exposed where they are in the name of Jesus. I pray that they are moved from a hidden area to a place of public view in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that they are becoming coming from unknown to somebody known. Make them bait fishes wherever they are. I pray for them. I pray that these will shine. These are uncompromising children of God that are just waiting for your manifestation. As sons and daughters, I pray, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that they are becoming something and somebody in this world. I pray that you are giving them honor and respect that they deserve, the recognition that they deserve. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, what is overdue, I pray that it must come to pass in the name of Jesus. What is delayed must come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, this world needs baits, and here they are. Make them shine. Make them shine everywhere they are as representatives of the kingdom. I pray, Lord, that there will be something and bodies wherever they are to be respected. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.